Responsibility.
Yeah, it's like, I ought to know better. That's the thing about, I read in one book where it says, you know, the truth that you don't use is the truth that your ego uses against you. So you read all this stuff about being loving and forgiving, but you don't apply it in the principles, then your ego starts to use it against you. And then every time you get upset or you get angry, then your ego be, see, you ought to know better. But you know, if you're a child of God, you ought to be looking at everybody as a call for love. See, that's the ego taking what the Course said and beating you over the head with it. See, and that's what happens when you don't apply it. Your ego grabs hold to it and then starts to crucify you with it. But if I go, I'm trying to see it as a call for love, then my ego toes up, well, you know, you need to be seen as a call for love. Well, if I'm actually trying to do that, my ego can't make me feel bad. Because I'm going, well, you know, I am trying to see it as a call for love. But if I'm not even trying to see it as a call for love, and then my ego says, well, you know, you ought to be trying to see it as a call for love, but you was really spiritual. Then I'm tempted to feel guilty because I'm really not doing what I said I needed to do. See the difference? But if you're actually trying to apply it, then your ego can't make you feel guilty. If you're trying to live it, even if you can't do it all the time, your ego can't use it against you. But people who just sit around and read, but they never try to apply it, they're actually increasing the burden of their ego. It would be better if they never picked up the book to begin with. Because they beat themselves up about every little thing that they do or don't do. You know, a person in the world get mad at somebody pulling in front of them and trapped. They just get mad and they feel justified, right? But a person that's into the truth, somebody pull in front of them in traffic and they get mad, then they say, I shouldn't have gotten mad. If I was really doing the Course, I shouldn't have gotten mad when they pulled out in front of me. See the difference? One of them is using the truth against themselves, but the other person's not even aware of it. So they just think it's normal to be mad at people in traffic. You know, so if you're going to use the truth, if you're going to read the truth, use the truth so that you won't crucify yourself. Then it says in the next paragraph, it says, each teaching learning situation is maximal in the sense that each person involved will learn the most that he can from the other person at the time. In this sense only, we can speak of levels of teaching. Using the term in this way, the second level of teaching is a more sustained relationship in which for a time two people enter into a fairly intense teaching learning situation and then appear to separate. Hello? The second level of teaching is a more sustained relationship in which two people enter into a fairly intense teaching learning situation and what? Appear to separate. The second level is getting deeply involved with someone and then looking like you separated from them. The second level is getting intensely involved with someone or something, and then it looks like it ended or it separated. Anybody ever had a relationship like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what did you have? A second level relationship. Okay. He says, what does that mean? It means you learned the most that you could from the other person at that time. I was married for 12 years. We learned as much as we could from each other at that time. And then she and I divorced. Now, if I'm going to do it the way the world says do it, then Earl has to feel guilty about not being able to be in a relationship for the rest of his life. It means he must really not know how to have a relationship because that relationship didn't last. I had a friendship. It lasted for a long time, but it ended. I must not know how to do friendships because me and that person are not communicating every day like we used to. Now, if you hear the Course correctly, you would feel innocent. That's how you can always tell when you're hearing the Course correctly, right? So did the Course just release me from guilt? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It said, Earl, you know, you learned as much as you could from your wife, and your wife learned as much as she could from you at that time, and then you all appeared to separate. That y'all had a second level relationship. You're innocent and she's innocent. You should not have stayed together any longer than you did. So if you have 90 marriages, you cool. If you have one, you cool. You don't do relationships better just because you had one relationship that seemed to last for 30 years and everybody else you know, they didn't. The Course is, if you hear the Course right, you know that that's totally ego. No, what it means is you had that relationship and it lasted as long. You can always tell when a relationship had, you're trying to keep a relationship together that you've learned as much as you can from each other. How can you tell? when you're trying to keep a relationship together that you've learned as much as you can from each other.
It's painful.
Your energy just goes.
Your energy goes, and it's painful. It's painful. There you go. It's just that simple. If the relationship is only increasing in pain, and you've tried everything you know to do, and you've communicated best as best you can, and you've tried as best you can to see it as innocent, loving, and work it out, whatever you, and it's just increasing in pain, the truth is, you're trying to maintain that relationship beyond the point that it's supposed to last right now. And the more pain there is, the more you're trying to hang on to something that you've learned as much as you can from that person right now. And the key is right now. Right? So really, you should feel innocent about relationships that have ended, if you're hearing this correctly. You should go home today and say, you know, I learned as much as I could from that person or that situation at that time, and we appeared to separate, and that was a second-level relationship, and I'm innocent, and they're innocent, and we were destined to meet, and we met, and we had our teaching-learning situation together. If you want to feel innocent, if you want to feel guilty, that won't have much of a charge for you. If you really want to feel like you don't do relationships well and you've never been able to hang on to relationships, then this won't feel good. But if you want to feel good about where you are right now and you want to feel good about who you are, you'll go, thank you, Lord, for telling me that that relationship was a second level relationship and we learned it most as much as we could from each other at this time. Mm-hmm.
And changing relationship, I mean, it's like the word relationship always gets me because I'm either, okay, what is special relationship? What is, you know, just, I mean.
It's not, it's like.
So just different, isn't there just different forms of a relationship? I mean, you become friends forever. I get confused.
A special relationship is a relationship where you put that relationship before your peace. Because you're learning a new definition. See, what's confusing is trying to apply the old definition. Mm-hmm. A holy relationship is a relationship that's a teaching-learning relationship where the purpose of the relationship is to see each other as innocent or love as a child of God. That's a holy relationship. A special relationship is a relationship where the goal of the relationship is to fulfill a need that you think you have in order for you to feel complete.
Oh, so that's
you see the difference. Yeah, so, most people think of special, they think of, oh, you're my special relationship. And the course is saying, yeah, that's one form that the special relationship takes. But the special relationship, as the course defines it, is a relationship that is a relationship that is not a reflection of how God loves. And the way that God loves is everyone equally. We single people out for our love. And he says, if you do that, and that's, don't get upset with you. We talked about this Sunday. You're going to do that. You're going to make that mistake. That's not the issue. The issue is, even if you've done that, would you be willing now to change the purpose of that relationship to a purpose where the purpose of the relationship is each other, to see each other's sinlessness and to see each other's guiltlessness and to see each other as love? Because he says, you're going to do that. You're going to bring the thoughts of bodies in it. You're going to bring the thoughts of, this is my special person or this is my special. He says, don't worry about that one. Don't worry about that part. It's just that if you have a special relationship, what is now going to be your purpose in that relationship? Is your purpose in this, me and you got a special relationship. Is it now your purpose is going to be helping me remember who I am, that I'm innocent, I'm a child of God? Is my purpose going to be to help you realize you're the child of God in peace? Then that's what's making it holy. So it's not, I don't have to get rid of you. It just means now I just have to have a different purpose in our relationship. Even if I haven't in love, we in love. Now me and you finna get married. All right, that's cool. But what is going to be your purpose now? Is your purpose in this marriage to see each other's love or to see each other's fear? If your purpose is to see each other's love and truth, that's a holy relationship. So it's not about the form again. It's not about getting rid of anybody that you don't want to get rid of, or you can't have a marriage, or you can't have a person that you have a personal relationship with. It's what is the purpose of the relationship. So that's the difference. The difference is the purpose.
The purpose of the relationship.
It's the purpose of the relationship.
Most people get into relationships to get something. Which is what creates special relationships.
That's right. Because I can't free you if I need you for my completion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to try to control you if I need you for my completion. Yeah.
And so a holy relationship would be a relationship that you went into to give to that other person.
That's right.
Not to get.
Yeah, I'm in this relationship for us to share, for us to love, for us to grow. We all know the words, you know what I'm saying? I'm in this relationship to free you. I'm in this relationship to be a safe place. We all know what falls over in the